This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Some of you know this, that when I was 10 years old, I don't think anybody would do this here, but when I was 10 years old, I started delivering papers, 4 papers a day, 2 in the morning and 2 in the evening. Chicago Tribune, Chicago Sun-Times in the morning, Chicago American, the Chicago Daily News in the afternoon. I had to get up at 5:15 every morning at 10 years of age, and I would deliver my papers, and then I would go hang out at a truck stop and drink coffee with truck drivers. I was 10 years old. How many of you would want your 10-year-old son to do that today? But my parents let me do it. I can't believe it to this day. You know, I could have turned out to be somebody if they hadn't let me hang out at a truck stop when I was 10. But that's be that as it may. Years ago, Chicago Tribune, one of the papers I delivered, had an article called "The Most Important Photos of the Decade." And they took what they felt were the most important photographs their photographers took for a whole 10-year period. And one of the photographers showed a Chicago fireman carrying the lifeless body of a child out of a burning building. What intrigued me about the picture was not the picture, even though it was gut-wrenching to see it, was the story behind the picture. Here's what happened. A woman lived in that house, young mother, with 5 small children. The fire department surmised after the fire, all 6 of them died from smoke inhalation. They found them huddled together in the kitchen, almost like in a football huddle. And the firemen supposed that this is what happened, talking to the neighbors about this woman's great love for her 5 children, that she probably was at a crisis point during the fire where she could not make up her mind which children to take out of the house and come back for the others. Rather than take some of the children out, they surmised that they simply huddled together, hoping against hope that someone would rescue them. All 6 of them died, as I mentioned, from smoke inhalation. One of the firemen was quoted in the Chicago Tribune later saying, "Don't criticize this woman and say she was stupid, that she could have saved 2 or maybe 3 of her children. She was motivated out of love in what she did." She was motivated out of love in what she did. Why do I tell that story? Think about that mother's love for 5 children. Multiply that 1,000 times, and you still haven't begun to capture the love of God that's conveyed in Jeremiah 31:3. "For I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness." I'm not calling you to the Lord so the Lord can beat you up every week with a sermon and just punish you for your sins, and then you go out and sin and then just get beat up the next Sunday. That's not what it's all about. We're calling you to the one who loves you, get this, more than you love yourself, which is pretty big for some people. God loves you more than you love yourself. And he loves you more than any earthly parent could ever care for you. He loves you more than any child could ever love you. And that's what we call people to believe in and to trust in. Why? Because we're drawn by love. "I've drawn you with loving kindness." Love will do in your life what judgment will never do. Give you hope and give you release from guilt and give you release from bondage of bitterness and resentment. And only the love of God can do that. That's the only thing I know that can do it. Remember that today. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for the hope that we have in Christ. And thank you for this message of love today from Jeremiah 31. Lord, if there are people in this service who need to respond to that love today, that's what this is all about. That's why we're here, having people respond to your love, whether it's need for prayer, whether it's to confess their faith in you, to obey you in baptism, whatever the needs are. That's why we're here. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.